This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here's your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
Well, it's Freestyle Friday, everybody, and I am Glenn the Geek in Ocala, Florida.
And I am Jamie Jennings, and I'm coming at you from Norman, Oklahoma. And you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for May 10th, episode 2179, brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Hey, Horse World. It's Friday.
When I get off of work on Friday.
Everybody's favorite day of the week on Horses in the Morning.
Coming up on today's show, we're going to learn about the latest in light and bright arenas and barns with the folks at We Cover out of Ontario, Canada. And speaking of bright, the really bright idea of the Mustang Tip Challenge Georgia edition is coming up, and Rebecca Bowman is going to fill us in on all the details. And then we're going to wrap up the week with a hilarious assemblage of really bad ads. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
I have to, before we go on, make a pre-apology. And that is, at some point through the show, multiple times, my dogs are going to bark. And the reason they're barking is because somebody is knocking on the door. And that somebody that has learned to knock on the door is Harry Potter the Goose. I swear to God.
We warned you about geese. You didn't listen.
They sit at the front freaking door and go... knock, knock, knock. And the freaking dogs go crazy. I'm like, how many times do I have to show you it's Harry Potter? It's Harry Potter knocking on the door. And it's like, dude, please stop knocking on the door. You're making everybody crazy. I can't sleep. I can't work. I can't function with all the constant dog barking. And my dogs are doing a great job. You know, they're, hey, somebody's knocking on the door. We're supposed to bark, but it happens all the time. Serenity now.
Oh, they're only going to get worse. Are they huge yet?
Yeah, they're pretty darn big. Yeah. Harry Potter is the size of, I mean, it's not, I didn't get geese. Let's be honest. I got two more dogs because they act just like dogs. It's weird. They will follow you. I'll ride the horses in the arena and I'm riding and I have to lock them up because they will follow the horse in circles. Like, you know, when you first get a new puppy, they're like, I gotta follow the horse, mom's on the horse. They do that, and I'm like, you guys are gonna kill yourselves with a heart attack because they just run so much after the horse. They're just completely, they're just two giant massively over pooping dogs.
We warned you. Oh, I think we're going to be hearing a lot more about the geese as time goes on.
Can I remind everybody why I got the geese?
Because
you remember
Lucas fell in love.
I was manipulated by my child who in the feed store, can we please have geese? Yes. No, we can't have geese. What are you talking about? I could get geese. I don't even know what to do with the goose. Can we please, please, please have a geese? No, we're not getting a goose. I'm sure they're there for people to like buy and eat. You know, I don't do geese. Mom, I don't have a brother or a sister.
How long is he going to use that one for the rest of his life, you think?
I don't have a brother or a sister.
And that even hurts because you tried. It's not like you didn't try.
3 years I tried to adopt a child for him to have a brother or a sister. And you know what my response is? Get whatever the hell you want. Just go. Just go. You've crushed me.
He's going to change his tune when those geese are taller than him and knocking his ass over all the time.
That's right. Oh, my God. They love him. Like, they follow me around. But then he comes home from school and they're just like, hi, Daddy. Where have you been?
It's just great until they're huge.
Yeah. They're pretty big right now. But, yeah, it's insane. I can't believe it. So if you hear the dogs barking, it's because Harry Potter is trying to come in the house.
Well, you know who else has geese? And I got one of the most bizarre stories of the week. There's a lot of huge horse trials over in England at very old, very big houses, right? Mansions and palaces. Well, the Belton horse trials has been going on for almost 40 years. And it's one of the major horse trials every year over there. It's a very important horse trials for their three-day event and calendar. And they and Princess Anne has been there, Captain Mark Phillips, Zara Tyndall has shown there. So, you know, everybody's shown there. Everybody you've ever heard of in eventing has shown there. And it is a very pretty house. It's 1,300 acres. It was built in 1680s, and it was given...
What's the place called?
It's the Belton, B-E-L-T-O-N.
Belton
Horse Trials. It was given to the National Trust in 1983 to run it over there. So they've been having this horse trials there for a long time. Well, they announced abruptly last week that they would no longer, the trust allowed, said that they would no longer have the horse trials there. And it's because of worms. You heard me right, worms. Apparently, with all the traffic, now this is one day, or this is one weekend a year now. That's it. With all of the horses running over the grass and with all the cars on the fields parking, it compacts the grass down to the point where worms are having trouble living in it. And they play a vital role in aerating the soil, encouraging plant growth. And the general manager of the Belton House said, unfortunately, it has come to a point where we can't carry on because it is affecting the parkland. Now, the person who ran the horse trials for a long time said, this is just mind-boggling. Who are they preserving the countryside for if people can't use it?
Right.
Which is the other point, right? And now they do this at Glastonbury and Burley and Badminton and all of those others that are also run by the trust. So there's a concern now that they're also going to be bailing out. But yeah, that was something that happened, and it's because of worms.
That is crazy. Well, that's really sad that they've lost a horse trial with so much history. So
I love, can I read you some of the comments? Because this was on the Daily Mail, and they get great comments. So what first comment was, talk to any farmer that drags an implement around his fields to improve and aerate the soil. It has little pokey things. They drive it around. It aerates the soil. Another one said, worms aren't stupid, you know. They'll just move to another field or down the road a bit. and then I love this one. I must check the calendar. Wait, I'll be back. Nope, it's not April 1st. So, yeah, that was the most bizarre. There's your bizarre story of the week.
That is a bizarre story. All right, time for a
Daily Winnie. Happy birthday to my lovely wife, Jennifer. It was her birthday yesterday. Happy birthday, dear.
Happy birthday, dear.
And thank you got to ride. She had a lovely day, didn't you? You got to do fun things.
I did.
Yeah. We went out to lunch. It was nice. So also, Joy's husband, Matt, your co-host, husband Matt, who we were bunking up with in Kentucky there, super nice guy. Happy birthday to him. And then auditor Rosie. We haven't heard from Rosie in a while, have we? We had to find out what's going on
with
Rosie.
She had a baby, man.
Yeah, she's busy. She don't have time for
life sucking.
Abby Basner, of course. Julie Hansen and Brad Sellers, all auditors with birthdays this weekend. And then we had a rash, including Rosie, of auditors that got pregnant. Remember, they all got pregnant at once, it seemed like. Yeah. Well, Nicole McKeon had her baby. It's a baby boy. I had the baby boy on May the 7th. Its name is Nathan Thomas, and we want to congratulate her and her husband. It's their first. So she said, our hearts are forever changed, and we are soaking in every minute as a new family of three. What she didn't say is soaking in every minute, 24 hours a day, because we don't get any sleep. Mm-hmm. So congratulations to Nicole and all the other auditors that are about to pop. Because there's a lot of them.
She did say, I can't believe how much of an impact such a tiny human can have in such an instant. And that is absolutely perfectly put, because that is exactly how I felt.
It never changes, because here 5 years later, that tiny human in Jamie's life, because of that tiny human, you now have geese knocking on your door.
He's still in charge, man.
It never changes.
Well, I think I gave my Daily Winnie to Baby Groot, my makeover my thoroughbred that I adopted that's pointed to the thoroughbred makeover. And I gave him my Daily Whinny the other day because he jumped for the first time. And now I would like to give him my Daily Whinny for teaching me humility and teaching me, I don't know what the hell I learned. He bucked me off yesterday.
I was going to ask if you got your pants dirty.
Oh, God, what an a-hole. God forbid I ask for a left lead canter, okay? How dare you ask for a left lead canter? I can't canter on the left lead. I'm only a racehorse. What? I don't canter on the left lead.
I thought that yesterday you didn't canter on the right lead.
I know. He's backwards.
Maybe that was his problem with the racetrack. He kept going backwards.
No, I'm going to do I have a theory that failed racehorses are right-handed in the U.S. He's so right-handed and he's terrible to the left, which is probably why he was a terrible racehorse. There's got to be a science project in there somewhere. But anyway, back to him. Yesterday was 25 degrees cooler than the average normal temperature. Almost broke records here. It got down to 42 last night, which is supposed to be like, you know, in the 60s and 70s. So it was cold. It was a little windy. I got on him. I was home alone. That whole like, you know, you remember the movie Aladdin where Robin Williams, the genie, is sitting on the magic carpet and he's like, in case of emergency, the exits are here, 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 here. And it's like hands go all around. That's basically what Baby Groot was like. You're going to get off here, 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 here. One of these places is going to be your exit. And I'm like, I can sit a buck, but this was dirty. He was like, you're out of here. You're done. He had been a little butthead the whole time.
Done with you.
Yeah, he just was very fractious and wouldn't stop, you know, wouldn't slow down. So we did a lot of turning into the fence. And I stay super chill when I ride. Like, I don't get upset. I don't get emotional. And so we were working on the right lead canter. And God forbid I take him to the left lead. He just was like, not. Mm-mm. And so he jumped up in the air and bucked. And then he landed. And I should not have pressed. You know, never start a fight with a horse you can't win. I thought I just put my right leg on and said, well, you can act like an idiot, but we're still going to canter. And he was like, no, we're not. And I don't know what happened, but I hit the ground in 0.2 seconds. Like, I don't like that. A 0.2 air vest would not have inflated in time. That's how fast I hit the ground. Lawn dart. Bam. And then, of course, you lay there. You're like, oh, God.
Do you inventory your parts?
Yeah, you go through that mental inventory, yep. Like, can I move my fingers? Is my feet? I can roll my ankles. Can my knees are okay? My hands are good.
Let me look at my legs, see if they're at an odd angle.
And I mean, I hit my head super hard, but I have this big, squishy, sandy arena, and it's kind of wet, so it's like even softer. So I hit the ground with my head, but I had, of course, my helmet on. Thank God, reminders to wear your helmet. I hit the ground and I'm like, okay, inventory the parts, you know, here we go. And then I'm like, oh God, my phone, I need that Heels Down Happy Hour fanny pack. Cause I didn't have my phone in my hands. My phone was all back in the barn. I'm like, how am I going to get my phone? And I look as I'm laying there, I kind of like move my head just a little bit. And I see that Baby Groot has run over to the hay pile and is eating hay. And I'm like, you son of a bitch, get away from that. You don't get rewards for bucking
that really
off,
pissed you off, didn't it?
I jumped up so fast. Like, and into the round pin you're going to go to do 400 canter transitions on your left lead. So, but that instant reward, he's like, I bucked her off and then I got food. So today should be exciting. Actually, I might need to take today off. I can't quite turn my neck. But anyway, I survived it and Baby Groot taught me a lesson in humility because I'm not as good at sticking a buck as I thought I am. And I'm going to be a little more, I guess, patient. I don't know. He really is super sensitive in the mouth. And I have a very soft French link bit on him. But if anybody can tell me a bit softer than a French link, please let me know.
Ooh, I can.
Yes.
I can. I discovered this because Nigel is, he loves getting behind the bit and going, I can't possibly touch that soft, squishy, double-jointed bit.
Yeah.
A nath. Go for a nath.
What is that? Is that the piece of leather?
A lot of people are familiar with the Happy Mouse, the little plastic bits.
Yeah.
It's it's a plastic bit, but the plastic that they use to make a Nace bit is much, much softer. And they make it in a nice mullet mouth, and that the mullet mouth is shaped so the diameter of the bit is narrower in the center, so it leaves lots of room for their tongue.
But it's just a straight
with my
line?
Mullet mouth Nace.
Mullet mouth.
Yes, there's no lumps and bumps or curves or anything in it. Nace bit. I think it was Sarah. Somebody was down over the, one of our listeners was down over the winter and let me borrow one of hers and put it on Nigel. And the heavens opened up and there was a rainbow. And at the end was the Nace.
Well, that is a very positive review.
He
I wish I could try it out
bit.
For less than $87.30.
They're expensive, and yeah. I would not have tried it had I not been able to borrow one.
What about those, just the because I'm looking on Google here, and they just have those rubber things from State Line for like, you know, $12. Can I try that?
Yeah, the $12 soft rubber one might work, but the problem is Nigel's got a really big mouth, and they're too narrow for him. But Groot's much smaller in the face. He's got a nice tiny delicate head. Face, so they might work.
We'll try the $13 one first.
There you go.
Oh my God, how many bits do I have? I have like a ridiculous amount of bits. I started packing for Wyoming and trying to get all my horse training equipment together. And I'm going through the bits and I was like, oh God, I should try Baby Groot a new bit. Let's see what I have. I don't have anything.
You
I have
don't
so
bring
many,
that
like,
stuff through carry-on, do you?
I'm taking my starter saddle and all the lines and the bits and everything. No, that will all get checked. Excuse me, ma'am. Can I ask you why you have a giant bag, plastic bag on the end of a stick? Don't worry about it.
Beat the pilot with. Hey, I'm sick of this. You not having your phone while you're riding. It's just stupid and dangerous. What color horse holster do you want? I'm on the page now. Do you want black? Do you want navy blue, royal blue? Do you want tie-dye, burgundy, green?
If I'm picking, I'm going tie-dye.
Tie-dye? All yeah. right. You're on tie-dye, then. I'm ordering you one right now. It's going to be shipped.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Aw, that's so nice.
I'm so sick of you not having your phone. It's stupid. So.
Hey, now, Glenn.
Yeah?
While you're there ordering.
Yeah?
Order the both sizes of the strap. You can get a regular size strap and a small strap.
Oh, I see that here. Yeah.
Because the small strap is great because then you can wear it on your on your calf above below your knee.
Oh, you have to order the strap separate?
Well, it comes with a strap. Choose which size strap you want, but get both sizes because that way you can wear it either on your calf.
Well, now that's going to cost me an extra $5. I'm not sure Jamie's worth that.
Whatever, baby. Just do whatever you need to do.
All right. You're getting a tie-dye one. You asked for it. You guys, it's the last day to get your entries in for the Kelly Hurd Jewelry Contest that's going on right now for the Mother's Day sweepstakes. So you want to go over to kellyhurdjewelry.com/offers is where you can put in a picture of you and your mom or you and your kids. And if it's with a horse, that's fine. If it's not, that's fine too. Just get your entries in. You have a good chance of winning. There's only like 40 entries.
Not many people. Yeah, there's only like 35 people that have entered. So go do it.
Yeah, just all it takes is a picture of you and your horse or with your kids or you and no horse with your kids or you and your mom. And we're going to give away 3 pieces of jewelry from Kelly Hurd. That's valued at over $300. So head on over there right now today and get your entries in. They're going to pick a winner tomorrow, I believe, right before Mother's Day. So you definitely want to do it today. Don't procrastinate any longer, Jennifer. If we could post that again with that picture on Facebook, that would be great on the Horses in the Morning page, maybe on the Auditor page as well to remind everybody. It's worth it. So that's what's happening there. Now, next up, we have Jennifer got an interview with the WeCover people who do indoor arenas at Land Rover when we were there, and it was very interesting. We haven't talked about indoor arenas a whole lot. You're probably going to be looking for one some point in your future.
I wish.
So let's hear about theirs.
Walking about the Land Rover Kentucky 3-day event vendor fair, and one of the companies I had earmarked to chat with because I found it very interesting was the WeCover Structures out of Ontario, Canada. And lo and behold, I came across Trisha Craybill, who just happens to be married to my old veterinarian back from Pennsylvania, Dr. Graybill. So, of course, we had to gab about things like that. And Tricia is the equine design specialist. Now, explain to everybody exactly what We Cover Structures is, as if it's not obvious.
Well, we're a newer facility that's selling in the United States for the equine market. And we do custom-designed equine arenas that are steel-based, steel side columns, galvanized steel truss systems. And all of our steel is manufactured in the United States. And then what's unique to us is that we have a wonderful fabric roof system. It's a polymer webbed fiberglass material. You've probably seen the advertisement where the elephant is standing on it on the swimming pool or something.
Oh, my gosh!
Yeah, it's very sturdy. And we apply our material in strips of fabric in between each truss system. And there's a rain channel down in between. It's tensioned at the top, tensioned at the bottom. So there's no movement, no flapping, no shadows.
So it's not like a tent.
It's not like a tent. It's solid pieces, which is really lovely because if you have some kind of problem, like a tree falls or something happens, you just replace a panel. You don't have to replace the entire roof.
Oh, so if there was some catastrophic episode, like you had a tornado and a Dodge pickup truck got picked up and tossed through the roof of your structure.
You just replace that little area.
Just that one piece.
So you don't have to patch it. It doesn't fade in color. It's UV resistant, so you're not going to get skin cancer riding underneath of it.
Oh, that's nice.
It's translucent, which means you get the brightness, even on an overcast day, you get the brightness of the atmosphere. And at night, you only need about a third of the regular lighting that you would normally have because it works like a candle. The light comes down in like a large triangle.
So, yeah, that would make sense because it is white.
Exactly. It also blends in with the sky. So it doesn't look like this gigantic structure on your facility. You know,
I see what you mean. Yes, it doesn't look obnoxious. If you live in one of those areas of the country or a subdivision where certain types of structures are... I'm sorry, you can't have a tent.
Right.
This would qualify. Now, when I look at the wide-angle pictures of these structures, it just looks like any other barn or indoor arena. You can't tell from a distance that roof is anything but... That could be a tin roof from a distance.
It could be a tin roof. We also are all custom-engineered with regards to your wind load requirements and your snow load requirements.
Now, explain that a little bit more for somebody who maybe has never built a building before.
Okay.
Because I asked you that. It's like, well, where are you guys out of? And you said, well,
Ontario.
We custom make everything. So you make that part of it.
We can design your pitch height.
The pitch height is your roof, which
is the peak of your roof.
How steep it is.
It can go from 412 pitch, which is kind of low. Kentucky could definitely go with a 412 pitch because it determines your snow load.
Okay.
So the higher pitch, like this one that you're looking at right here that your readers can't see, I'm sorry, is probably a 712 pitch. That's up in British Columbia.
So you can make it pointy.
You can make it pointy so the snow slides off.
And you can customize that to...
anything you want.
Whatever your local code requires.
Yes, so that's also has to be taken into consideration, how high your building can be. But a lot of people like that because you can match the truss profile with all the other structures on your facility, so it looks very custom.
Oh, so if you have an existing barn,
it's 512.
Barns,
we do your arena,
houses.
512. Houses, exactly.
Makes perfect sense. Right. And then because everything... is customized, you could also match the exterior
colors,
walls.
Anything you want.
If the exterior of the walls of your barn was built in 1860 and it's made of brick.
We can put barn wood up.
You can barn wood,
brick,
whatever.
Yep.
Now, that sounds awfully complex. Like, I have to call a lot of different people to do that. Why?
No, you don't. You just call me. I work as your agent, per se, for the whole entire job. So I don't leave you once our arena is erected and up. I follow through with my clients for years. I only make commission on the structure, but they call me years after. Tricia, help me with my footing. Tricia, help me decide what should I do about lighting. What should I do? We develop.
I want to add automatic waterers.
Right. Who do you think I should call about that?
I want to put stalls in it.
Right. Someone quoted me $10,000 a stall. I say no. We're not doing that. We're not going to spend that. We're going to find something that's more reasonable.
Yeah.
So they, because you know, I'm so connected with all the other vendors at these shows and all the time.
You're connected to the industry
itself,
the building industry, and you have local contacts and things like that.
So it becomes a long-term relationship, really, with a lot of the clients. And we offer this wonderful structure called a pavilion structure, which is no sides and no end walls, just your roof, your trusses, and
just
your
side
columns.
Just like a picnic pavilion.
Exactly. And that is already engineered so that if you want to finish it out in the future, you can.
So it's designed so that you can implement the construction process over time.
Easy on the wallet.
Because everybody knows how hard it is to add a new bathroom to your house.
It's horrible. And it's a huge process. And you know, you can lose 6 months.
Absolutely.
Of time. And quite frankly, the pavilion right now is running $10 a square foot installed. That includes erection by our company. And I know that's a competitive price.
Yeah.
And it's, like I said, it's 12 feet in between each truss system. So
that's kind of convenient, isn't it?
Throw a stall right in.
Yeah.
Throw a bathroom right in. Throw bleachers right in.
Interesting. So you kind of, it's almost like you're a general contractor for somebody in that you get all those parts to coordinate.
Yeah.
Because anybody who's ever built anything
gets a headache.
It's a lot of parts to place, and it's very confusing.
Right. No, you throw most of that work to me.
There you go.
We oversee it. We manage it. We also can go up to about 160 feet in width.
Cool.
And unlimited length, which is great for commercial
operations. Yeah, because you could put your barn in your indoor.
We do. There. I had a customer in Lexington, Virginia. Her husband said you can have a house or you can have an indoor riding arena. So we did an indoor riding arena
with an
apartment attached at the end.
And she was what you wish for.
Super happy.
I'll bet they were. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much. This has been so informative. Trisha Craybill with We Cover Structures. What's your website?
www.wecover.net.
Ta-da!
You know, Jamie, those are the ones with like the white fabric that you see. You should get that because every time a tornado comes through, it'll be cheap to replace it.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate it.
No problem.
I did wonder like how they stand up to wind and everything and because not that there's tornadoes, there's a lot of wind here that really blows a lot. I wonder what
I guess the nice part is, as she said, if you get a branch that goes through it, you just replace that part. You know, I don't know. The ones I've seen, I've actually seen a couple of them like in the wild, and they look like they're really tight. It's not like they're flapping around. They're really, really, really tight.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, it was interesting. Thank you, Jennifer. All right. Let's take a listen to our sponsor, and then we'll go to our guest. Jennifer is getting our guest on here.
Each week, you carefully plan out your horse's training schedule. You work with your trainer to fine-tune his flat work. You school through grids to perfect his jump and set up multiple courses to educate your eye. You enjoy long hacks to keep his mind fresh and body strong. Show day arrives. You take a deep breath as you enter the ring. "We've got this," you whisper so only he can hear you. You move as one, sailing over each element in perfect harmony. The feeling you get when it all clicks. It's why we do what we do. This feeling is brought to you by Joint Armor. Joint Armor's complete formula provides your horse with the nutrients necessary to support healthy joints throughout his lifetime. Joint Armor maintains fluid motion and flexibility in hardworking joints. It supports normal cartilage development and reduces joint deterioration. Joint Armor provides high levels of both glucosamine and chondroitin, plus 100 milligrams of hyaluronic acid. Best of all, Joint Armor is affordable. One small jar lasts up to 75 days. The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products.
Well, while Jennifer's getting the guest on the line, I have a bit of celebrity news for you.
Yes.
Prince Philip and the Queen were in their element yesterday at the start of the Royal Windsor Horse Show, which I really want to go to at some point. Even with the rain, it's one of the few times that you ever see the Queen smile. And there were lots of pictures of the Queen smiling, but they were most proud of their 16-year-old granddaughter, Lady Louise, as she drove a horse-drawn carriage during the Royal Windsor Horse Show. She is the eldest daughter of Prince Edward and the Countess of Wessex. She's a big rider and apparently a big driver, as she competes with the British Driving Society for Young Drivers. And she was out there in her finery. This is, of course, a big driving event. And for those that didn't know, Prince Philip is the one that started CDEs, combined driving. He's the one that invented that. So, and he was out sitting on his carriage watching, and she was sitting in her box with all of her other royals and just smiling and having a blast. Celebrities
she's
always.
She's so cute when she's so happy like
I know.
That. It's so nice to see somebody with that much stress just really let go and be happy.
But isn't it? I mean, it's the only time you ever see pictures of her smiling. I mean, I'm sure she smiles other times, but there's never pictures. Celebrities also always make their way to the Kentucky Derby every year. And this year, many celebrities showed up, and they included Broncos linebacker Von Miller and retired race car driver Dale Earnhardt Jr., who were part of the NBC team this year. You might have seen him there. Patriots quarterback Tom Brady. He's been gone for a lot of derbies, and he always brings like 1,000 people with him because he can afford to. Country music star Lee Bryce was there. Joey Fatone was there in one of the wildest suits I have ever seen. Star Jones was there, and then Steve Wilson was there with a woman named Danielle Lismore, who's apparently a British kind of fashion designer. I have the picture there for Jamie to see of what she was wearing, and that has to be one
of
the most...
What is that?
I don't know. Can you describe it? Because I can't. It's a purplish outfit with this headpiece that looks like it was a cross between maybe the Pharaoh and something out of the Middle Ages. And then she has a great big safety pin attached to her chest. I mean, a 3-foot safety pin attached to her chest. It's bizarre.
You ever gone to a garage sale where there's somebody selling all of their old
crappy jewelry.
Yes. Crappy jewelry.
Yeah, that's right. Like costume jewelry.
Table of costume jewelry. Yeah.
Yes.
It's like she bought all of them and put them all on and then put a giant 2-foot wide safety pin on the front to hold her bra up or something. I don't know
what it is. It was bizarre. By the way,
definitely avant-garde.
It is.
Okay.
That's for sure. It makes a statement. After it rained, she must have weighed 300 pounds is all I can say. So,
oh my God, you'd have to get an umbrella on that one. Poncho. You can't get a poncho because the safety pin will poke it.
Steve Wilson, by the way, owns one of the big hotels there in Louisville, the 21C Museum Hotel. There's two exclusive hotels in town where all the celebrities stay. So it's the 21C Museum Hotel. Steve Wilson owns that, plus a bunch of properties in Vegas. And then that has 91 guest rooms. And then the Brown Hotel, who you've seen, if you've been in Louisville, you've seen the Brown Hotel, is about 300 rooms. By the way, during the Kentucky Derby, you'll pay the Brown Hotel a minimum of $5,400 for their 3-night package and up to $17,000 to $22,000 for the better rooms. And the most expensive room is the Muhammad Ali suite, which will cost you $26,000 for the 3 nights. And they sell out.
That out. It's not that bad. You
they
know?
Sell I mean, it out it's... every year. They sell all of them every year. By the way, if you want to get in, if you've ever taken the tour of the Kentucky Derby and gone up to where they call the mansion, that's where the rich people go to watch the Kentucky Derby. They don't get wet. They're up there in that the very high part. If you've ever taken the tour, you've seen it.
So here's the thing, Glenn. I want to go to the Derby. I went when I was 19 and I was in the infield and I got rained on and it was just a miserable experience. And I said, if I ever go back to the Derby, I am going to go in like the fancy way, you know, I'm going to like live it up. So,
well, you're going to need a different box because to get into the mansion, there are ticket packages which cost $75,000 to $14,000 per person.
Oh.
But you get a concierge who escorts you up to the luxury space in an elevator. You get that. And you also get celebrity chefs cooking you food, and you get to choose from the private wine cellar. So you do get some benefits of being up there.
Can just anybody buy one of those?
Apparently, if you have $7,500 to $14,000 per person. So,
Okay.
Yeah.
So, because it says here you have to be invited to purchase a ticket.
Well, no, then you can't go.
I just read, and I'm sure they're calling.
I'm sure they are. Yes, I'm sure they are. But then again, you still need the $7,500 to $14,000 a ticket. So there's always that. All right, our guest is ready.
All right, fantastic. Well, I saw this posted on Elisa Wallace's page. Of course, we all love Elisa, friend of the show. And it is a Mustang tip challenge. And I believe Elisa won it last year. And the person in charge of the Mustang tip challenge is a woman named Rebecca Bowman. And I said, I need to talk to her, Elisa. So she put me in touch and we have Rebecca on the phone. Hello, Rebecca.
Hi there. Thank you for having me today.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Did I see that you are one of the trainers at one of the big eventing facilities in Georgia, right?
I am, yes, at North Atlanta Equestrian.
Okay. I'm from Atlanta, so I just love anything to do with Atlanta. And I'm just so excited that Georgia is getting so involved in the Mustang. So tell us about the Mustang Tip Challenge that's going to happen in Georgia.
So the Mustang Challenges were started to increase adoption in the Mustang. And so I'm having a Mustang Challenge, which the applications for that close on May the 17th. And anyone from age 8 on up can apply for a Mustang Challenge. It's an in-hand competition where you will pick up a wild Mustang on June 7th, 8th, and 9th. and bring it back to a competition in hand on September the 13th at Chattahoochee Hills in Georgia.
Chattahoochee Hills Eventing Facility is an amazing, wonderful place, and I'm so excited that they, as an eventing facility, are going to sponsor a Mustang Challenge as well. Now, I see some of the pictures of people in the past that have done this Mustang Challenge, I mean, this is all an in-hand challenge, but there's people that really, really go very far. And there's a picture of a Mustang riding around in a convertible car. There's somebody with it's rearing and balloons tied to it. Do normal people enter this, or do you have to be some ridiculously famous horse trainer to enter? Can just anybody do it?
Absolutely anybody can do it. And I think, as Elisa will tell you, we all started out as just anybody until we signed up for our first Mustang Challenge. And these Mustangs kind of cause you to kind of go outside your box and try some new and exciting things. The girl with the balloons tied to her horse's head, she's a 19-year-old Mustang trainer. And these Mustangs have brought her a long way, along with Elisa and the rest of us.
Absolutely. I am also, just so you know, a Mustang owner. So I understand and love anything to do. Tell us about what you have to do to qualify to enter.
So to qualify to enter the Mustang Challenge, you have to have a facility that is safe for a wild Mustang. So you have to have, if you're going to get a horse 2-year-old or younger, you have to have 6-foot fences. I'm sorry, 2-year-old or younger, 5-foot fences. And older, an adult horse requires 6-foot fences. And you have to have a shelter attached to a paddock with those fences so the horse can get out of the weather. So that's a start, is having the correct facility.
Okay. And how much does it cost to enter?
The competition is free to enter. You would adopt your horse. Adults adopt their horse for $125, and youth pay $25 to adopt their horse. But the competition is free. The competitors actually get $200 back when they arrive at the competition, and that is in addition to the $40,000 prize money.
$40,000 prize money? Amazing. How,
yes.
Is that to one winner? How does that work out?
So that is spread amongst the competitors. We have a youth division and an adult division. And the prize money is based upon the number of competitors. But last year, first place, Elisa Wallace won the adult division, and she got a check for $10,000. And the youth division winner got a check for $4,000. The prize money is divided amongst the top 10 in each division.
Wow. That's incredible. I mean, $40,000 is more than you'll find at top level events or even some of the jumper shows and all that. So that's fantastic. Is it sponsorship that's helping with all this? Is it the BLM? Who's paying for it?
This is all sponsored by the Mustang Heritage Foundation, which is a nonprofit, which is set up to get these wild Mustangs into homes. So this is all thanks to them. We couldn't do this without them.
They are absolutely amazing. I know I got to sit down and talk to a lot of the people at the Mustang Heritage Foundation when I adopted my horse, and they just do a fantastic job. That's so wonderful. Now, I also saw that this is not just the Mustang Challenge. Did I see that there's a Mustang horse show going on?
Yeah, so this is also in addition, the same weekend is a Mustang Open show with 6 different classes: jumping, dressage, ranch riding, trail, and freestyle, and liberty. So you can bring your Mustang you already own and get to compete and share it with lots of other Mustang enthusiasts. And there's $10,000 prize money in the open show.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. You can find this on the 2019 Mustang Tip Challenge Georgia. They have a Facebook page. It's the 2019 Mustang Tip Challenge Georgia is a Facebook page. You can find out more about everything going on at North Atlanta Equestrian, northatlantaequestrian.com. And anything else we need to know?
I think that's most of the important stuff.
Fantastic. NorthAtlantaEquestrian.com. If you want to get a hold of Rebecca, check it out. MustangTipChallenge@gmail.com is the email. I think it is wonderful. I'm so excited you guys are doing that. And best of luck. Do you have a bunch of applications so far?
We do. We have about 70 applications so far, and we're looking for about 30 more. So to get those applications in.
And then, of course, at the end of it, they can choose to auction off their Mustang or choose to keep it. So you guys, you could potentially make some money that way as well, because I know that money goes to the trainer. So you guys get a horse, get a Mustang, train it, enter the competition. It is just an awesome experience. You will fall in love with Mustangs forever. Rebecca Bowman, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. And good luck.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Bye-bye. Oh, my gosh. I'm so tempted. Why didn't this happen when I lived in Georgia? Gosh.
And it's funny how shocked you were there was prize money. It's always shocking when you deal in...
Were you shocked, too?
When you deal in disciplines that don't have any prize money. Right?
It's true. It's true. Like,
you're so used to being an inventor. It's funny. All right.
Just pay to play.
Let's hear from one of our terrific sponsors, and then it's time for Really Bad Ads, and we're going to give away some prizes this week, too. Maybe we're going to give away some prizes this week. Maybe we're going to have a terrific sponsor. You know what? Our sponsor is Ovation. And tell me that you were wearing your Ovation helmet when you knocked your noggin.
Yeah. And does that mean I need to get a new one now?
Well, it depends. How hard you hit it.
And it's not as pretty as it was. Let's just say that. It has some nice, scratches along it. I don't think I broke it, but you know, you can never be too sure. So Ovation riding, Ovation helmets are what I use. And this,
which one do you use? Because they have like 1,000 helmets.
Well, I have a couple different ones. Hold on. Let me go to Ovation website here.
Yeah, which is ovationriding.com. You'll find it.
Because I love my Sync. I have the Ovation Sync is the helmet that I really like, because it's kind of two-tone and it has the kind of the different colors but the one that I encourage all of my students to get, let me see the helmets here. The one I encourage every student to get is just the Ovation Cool Mac. Wait, no, what's it called? The Schooler, the Ovation Schooler helmet. It has a little dial in the back that you can tighten or loosen it. And it is very, very affordable. You're not going to break the bank buying an Ovation.
It's like 60
schooler.
Bucks. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and that kind of...
It comes in a million colors.
Yeah, it does. I mean, there's the metallic protege, which kids love, and the metallic schooler helmet is also pretty cool, and it's got the shiny blue and all
the one thing about the protege is it does come a little back down a little bit further in the back, comes down a little bit further in the back than some of the others. Yeah, so, which is good, because if you fall off and hit the back of your head, you know, you want protection too. But then you can decide. I mean, they have like 20 different styles of helmets over there at Ovation. They really do. I'm just looking here. They also have, you know, if you want a helmet that's a little bit fancier, you got the Sync, right?
I have the Ovation Sync. Yeah, I like the navy. Well, I have the black Sync, which is black on black. And then I also have the blue on black Ovation Sync. Depends. I mean, cross country, you might need some different colors. I might need the Ovation Extreme. What does that mean? It means really hit your head.
Well, they also have the Jump Air helmet that has a lot more ventilation in it. It's a little more expensive. That's their expensive helmet. It's $110. And it has a Cool Max liner, and it's really made to keep you cool in the summertime. And I've seen those around at some of the jumper shows, at the lower level jumper shows, you'll see those. But it just goes on and on and on. And the other thing they have there too that people forget about is they have the helmet covers that are in multitude of different colors, including tie-dye. So you could get one to match your new horse holster.
They have a tie-dye one?
Yes.
Tell me more.
You will totally match your new horse holster. you'll be in good shape. Yeah, that's but they have all different types of helmets and also instructions on how to fit them. Just go to ovationriding.com. You'll find them there. It's probably the thing they sell the most of is helmets. But yeah, depending on how hard you whacked it, what we always say is if you hit it really hard, you should replace the helmet or at least send it back to get checked.
Because a lot of companies will do that fiber. Too. Ooh, I like that.
You need Ovation with Kevlar is what you need.
I need just a giant bubble around me. You know what? We'll be fine. But yes, I probably should buy a new helmet because I did when I hit the ground, I was like, wow, I just whacked my head really hard. And the immediate thought is, oh, thank God I'm wearing a helmet. You know, I mean, I was such a stupid kid and I just got away with so much. And I just can't believe it. So,
well, you don't sound brain addled today. So you sound fine.
No, what happens is I'm neck addled and butt addled. My butt hurts so bad. I hit butt and head. Wow.
And all of us can picture that fall exactly how you did it.
Boom. Yeah. Just, you know, typically when you fall up, it's slow motion. You know, you just feel like, oh, I'm falling. Nope, not this one. Bam. I was on the ground.
But you probably have a little bit of whiplash.
Yeah.
Because your head flung back really hard. Yeah, you probably do. Well, go get that check, Jamie. So that's it. OvationRiding.com along with all of their other products. And now it's time to have some fun and give away some stuff.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It is that time of the week where we read some ads that are submitted by our listeners. They used to be exclusively Craigslist, but now we have as many Facebook as we do Craigslist. It's pretty sad that Facebook is catching up to the badness of Craigslist. But we're going to give away a couple prizes. Do you want to do the prizes before or after, Jamie? Your choice.
Let's do it right now.
All right.
Wait, no, let's make them wait.
Okay, we'll make them wait. We have a couple prizes. We'll make them wait. That way they stay to the end. Good job there, producer. All right, first one is submitted by one of our terrific listeners. And if you record on your phone your own ad and send it to us, you get double the entries for the prizes. So here is the first one.
Nice gray quirt horse filly, $500. Nice filly running curt. Horse lines, 8 months, barely halter broke, super smart. Trained right, she will be a free runner type. Your next superstar right here. And this is from the Chico Craigslist.
And I believe that was Linda Kropp. So I think she didn't say who she was, but I think that's who that was.
I don't even know what to say about that ad. It's an unbroken 8-month-old, unhaltered 8-month-old, but man, super smart.
Super smart.
How do you know? You ain't touched it.
I haven't done anything with it. Super smart because it keeps escaping like Zeus and getting into the neighbor's flower bed. Yeah.
It's a free runner. It means it just runs away from
Loves the road. Loves running around on the road. Yep.
Yeah.
There you
go. Rhonda sent in the next one, and this is not an ad, but a post in a forum, and I'm really proud. It says, Vet was out today. Jokes on us.
Okay.
There's so many things wrong with this. Okay. We bought our first pony a week and a half ago. Vet came out this morning for a checkup, shots, Coggins, etc. Well, our gelding is a stallion. I am so mad. I never would have bought him if we had known. Even if we were to sell him now, we can't recoup all the money and supplies that I spent on him. Plus, how do you explain to a 5- and 7-year-old you're selling their pony because he's still got his boy parts? I know unexpected cost comes up. That's not an issue. It's the being lied to and having to now pay for a castration that has me so mad.
Oh, good. I'm glad the vet explained that you can do that.
Why on earth Would you not have had the vet out first? You're buying a pony for your children and you don't. Green on green. Why are you doing this? Did nobody ride it? Nobody look at it? It's like,
Did nobody peek under? There's so many things.
There's so many things. Now, I would like to point out that this is a post in a forum, and Rhonda kindly has circled the location of the post in yellow highlighted. And where is this post located, Glenn?
Oh, it's in your lovely state of Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. Thanks, Rhonda. I really needed that one. There's so many things. I just almost have to move on. I'm so mad at you for buying a pony without having a vet look at it, that you obviously don't know enough about to look and see if it has testicles.
It's hard to tell.
You bought it for your children. I'd explain to my 5 and 7 year old. Hi. Okay. I'm going to pretend I'm talking to Lucas. I'm talking to her 5 and 7 year old as her mother. Hey kids. Hey mom, where's the pony? Oh, well, Mom is an idiot and made a complete idiotic decision, and I bought you a pony that was completely inappropriate. I will reaffirm that I will buy you a pony that is a nice pony that's not going to try to kick you in the face or bite you because he's not castrated because I'm an idiot and didn't look. And I bought it at a disreputable place probably because it was really cheap. And I was trying to get you guys a deal, just trying to steal a pony from somebody. Anyway, I'm an idiot. Sorry, boys.
Do you know,
the pony's gone.
You know what's sad about this whole thing is the people that had it before probably thought it was a gelding too.
I doubt it. I just, there's so many terrible people selling horses. Just so many terrible people. I'm here to buy a pony for my 5 and 7 year old. I got a good one.
Here it is. Probably
there
some dealer.
Go. And then they're super excited that the pony's gone.
You don't have those kind of dealers in Oklahoma. You're fine.
Oh, you're right. No, yeah. No. Wait. Oh, yeah. This was in Oklahoma. Thanks.
Katie sent the next one in. Beginner, kid, novice safe, horses for sale, lease or trade in the Northeast is the group.
That's a Facebook page?
Yes, apparently.
Beginner, kid, novice safe, horses for sale, lease or trade in the Northeast.
Yes, so keep in mind that this is on the Safe Kid page, horses for sale in the Northeast. ISO, my first horse. I am a beginner to advanced rider, and I sometimes... Yeah?
This, you're going to have to read like a teenager, because it starts out with emojis.
I can't do teenager, though. You have to do teenager. I'm too old for teenager.
All right, you want to switch then?
Yeah, you go ahead and do that one. I'll do the next one.
Okay. Racehorse emoji, horse head emoji. ISO, my first horse. I am a beginner to advanced rider, and I sometimes ride my niece's horse Lady, but I would like to spend on one of my own. I am totally willing to spend $1,000 to $1,200, and I am located in like Vermont and would like to stick in Vermont or around. I would love to like find a good, well-trained young horse, preferably in parentheses, Western and or email.
What?
And princes, a gelding around like 9 to 14 and around 15.3/15.4-14.2.
What?
Comma. The horse will need to be good around all vehicles, comma, all other animals, and will also need to be able to put out with other horses, TIA. Pick is for attention, and the picture is just of some trees.
It's like the bottom half of the picture is missing. She wants a Western and or email.
Is that the first thing you got wrong out of this?
That struck out to me because it's usually Western or English, and she has email in there. I don't know.
I'm a beginner to advanced rider. And also, I would like a horse that's 15.3 to 15.4-14.2.
Can we explain to everybody, just to make it clear, that 15.4 hands is 16 hands?
Yeah. I really think that our listeners know that.
Just want to clarify that for everybody that didn't know.
But
that.
If you don't, you learn something new today.
But
you're welcome.
Basically, we're looking for the perfect horse for $1,000. Yes. Charlotte sent this one in. from the Ocala Horse Sales Facebook page, of course. You want so we picked on Oklahoma, now we're going to pick on our hometown. You want a project? Man, I've got a project for you. This mare is 8 years old, 15.2 or over. We'll tape. I haven't yet because I can't get near the horse. She is green broke, but I just personally don't have the time being a 19-year-old with a full-time job. Dixie is a real project for a real cowboy or cowgirl. So if you bought your boots at Walmart, please keep scrolling. That's a first. She's not mean. She doesn't go out of her way to bite or kick or do any of those things to humans. This girl will need a cowboy with time on his hands because she's as nervous as a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs.
Oh, my God.
Long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs. But she wants to please you like Mr. Like, God, I got to start this sentence over. This girl will need a cowboy with time on his hands because she's as nervous as a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs. But she wants to please you like your Mr. Clean. We do certainly have her mother at our barn and is very sour to leaving her.
Oh, my God. You're 8 years old and you've never weaned him.
Please, no tire kickers. That's all you're going to get for a while. I got news for you. If you're really interested, don't waste. If you're not really interested, don't waste my time.
She did not get too many phone calls, I would imagine.
No, I'm. This girl for 19 is full of sayings, isn't she? Like, have you ever heard the have you ever heard the cat one?
I have heard that before,
yeah,
but
in
forgot
Georgia.
It fairly quickly.
You must have heard it in Georgia. And she wants to please you like Mr. Clean?
I don't get that reference.
It's the commercials. Mr. Clean wants to make you happy cleaning everything. It's in the commercials. See, obscure that reference was.
When I think of a big bald man with the earrings and he wants to please me, I run away.
You went a different route. Okay, I got you.
not to be whatever, but I'm out of there.
That's funny. All right, the next one is a horse trailer sent in by Lorene. It's very simple description. Horse trailer, $400. That's it. It does say in rough shape. And if you look at the pictures that were provided, it is your typical two-horse. It actually looks better than most of the two-horse trailers we've had.
I was going to say, man, their standards are too low.
This quality.
This thing looks fairly nice compared to the trailers we've seen.
Now
it's still in one piece. The windows aren't broken.
It's kind of missing a wheel. Yeah, it's kind of missing one of the tires altogether. And it does look like they painted the brown pretty color over the rust. If you notice in the front, it was starting to completely rust out, and they painted it. But it is painted.
Brown.
What is it with those windows that came with these two-horse trailers back in the 60s and 70s that had that greenish sort of tint to them that after about 2 weeks you couldn't see anything out of? What were they? Was it plexiglass? What were those made out of? Because you couldn't see anything out of them after a while. By the way, you're going to have to move about 4 cords of wood to get the trailer out. Because
there's a lot of firewood.
There's a lot of firewood stacked under, over, around this trailer. Looks like, you're going to have to work on that.
It's a fairly shady looking location, not to be honest.
It is.
Courtney said in the next one, oh, this is Arizona.
So we're hitting all of our previous residences here. We just need a Pennsylvania. We'll be good to go.
Two horses, buy one, get one free. $2,000. So you get two for $2,000. Let's see how much value we find in these horses. One 11-year-old mare, Arab quarter horse, Shiloh. She originally came from a training school for young riders. She loves listening to music, especially while being saddled. What? Our girl is 15 hands high and a great find for anyone who would like a spunky, fun T00 ride little mare. We also have one gelding thoroughbred appendix quarter horse, Chance. He is 16 hands high. A great boy with an entertaining character. We are not too sure about his age, but he's 23 years old. It's a guess. That's a fairly specific guess. Both horses are very gentle. Neither has ever bitten, kicked, or bucked. If you take both horses, I will throw in most everything we have for them. Just, in my words, get these horses out of my place.
Okay, there's two sayings I don't want to see in my horse ad. Spunky fun and entertaining character. Both of those are words you don't want to see in your horse ad.
I would, if I was putting an ad up for Zeus for sale, I would say he is a spunky, fun, entertaining character. So here you're going to get two Zeuses for the price of one.
That would be right, right too. Chris, be honest.
Huh?
That would be an honest ad.
Yeah, that's too honest. The two horse trailer one came from Christina Rogers, but she did say, I challenged Jamie to read this one as written. Do you want to read it?
No, you can go ahead. Be my guest.
You sure, please?
No, no, go ahead. God.
Okay.
Oh my
two horse
God.
Trailer.
I didn't even read the ad before. I'm just looking at it. Good luck.
Got a two horse bumper pull trailer. I've put a bunch in this thing. It has been down through it. Still could use a paint job and copelay. Small spots fixed, but it has a new floor all new lead lights, all new wiring and new axles and one braking axle with new brakes, new rims and tire, new jack. It pull great. GRATE make offer or ma by trods.
You did it. Yay.
Bring it on, Christina. I've been doing this for years.
Pretty much has new everything from what I can tell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Should I do the next one or you want to do it? Switch
I'll do
up.
The next one. All right. So Morgan sent this one in. And this is from the Texas. We're hitting all the states today. This is from Texas and Facebook. 12 to 13-year-old gelding was finished head horse, but haven't roped off him in over a year. He is stout and has plenty of power. I tracked steers off of him today. He will put you where you need to be. Just needs to be someone to get him brushed up a little. Wow. Check
There's
out this
no
sentence.
Punctuation.
I tracked
thing,
steers off him today. He will put you where you need to be. Just need someone to get him brushed up on it again. He does try to crow hop, but has never broke and two and bucked. 3K OBO, Stevensville, Texas.
He only bucks a little.
He just crow hops. Don't worry about that. That's fine.
Yeah. Just a little bit. Misty sent this one in. And remember that the people sending these in are not the people that wrote them. They just want prizes. Adorable.
Oh, did you see the name of the girl who wrote it?
I didn't want to give names of people who wrote it.
I don't think that's her real name unless, no. I mean, seriously?
Happy, happy, happy. Adorable, semicolon. Easy keeper, semicolon. Halter broke and young 13 HH female hinny dash will make a great pet or livestock protection. She's got speed and can jump. Never been saddled. Gorgeous dun color. Can let go for $4-$0 as she's just sitting and really deserves the attention and a good home today located in Pennsylvania.
Oh, Pennsylvania. Now, yay, we hit it.
You hit your last one too.
Yeah.
I basically what I'm reading is that this is a completely wild hinny that runs and jumps out of their field all the time.
Yes. Did you see her eyes? Do you see her face? She has that look. She definitely has the look of a devil.
Yeah. I see that face in Zeus. Mary sent the last one in.
Yeah,
you do
right.
it?
Yep. Horse for sale, $2,800 in Victoria, Texas. Hello, my name is Jordan, and I have a bay stud horse. He is 5 years old and roughly about 14 hands. He's gentle, doesn't got any bad habits. He is broke. I started tracking calves on him, and I took him to go rope with wild donkeys in the pasture, and he took it like nothing for the first time. He's gone to be a really nice horse. I hate to sell him, but it's just best don't want to good horse gumming to waste. If you have any more questions, feel free to call or text me.
You
what
gave
is it
him
with
way
the
too
lack
much credit.
Of punctuation here today?
There's no punctuation, but also there are so many misspelled words.
Yeah, but if I did that, I would have never got through it in one breath.
Oh, God, that is fantastic.
People,
Mary.
They made periods and commas for a reason. They really did.
Docent is not a word, and neither is gentle. Gentle.
Or gomming.
Or gomming. just if you're gonna put an ad, my God, just proofread it. The like, there's a red squiggly line that appears under misspelled words. I don't know
do
if you guys know that.
Do some phones not have spell check? I thought all phones had spell check.
I don't know. Mine overcorrects things all the time. Like, I swear to God, if foal gets recorrected into goal one more time on my phone, I had a foal. It's a foal.
Yes.
It's not
you have
a goal.
To be careful of that when you're texting, especially. All right. Patty also sent in another ad, and I'm sure there were many more, but we didn't get to all of them. And if you haven't heard your ad yet, it'll probably be in next week.
You are just going to get put in for a prize, which is time to give them away. So what do we do?
All right, Jennifer, what numbers are we picking from?
All right, between 1 and 162.
1 and 162. I'll
tell
you how.
Tell us what the prizes are first.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you how I'm going to do this time. I'm going to close my eyes, open a page, and the number of that page is going to be the winner. Okay? Because we're giving away two books. And the first book is the Thelwell's Pony Panorama. It's a classic collection featuring Gymkhana, Thelwell Goes West, and Penelope. So everybody knows the Thelwell books, and this is a redo of some of the classics. It is a total of 300 pages, which means 300 drawings, because there's one on each. And it is very cute. And I was looking through this the other day and got sucked in. So I ended up wasting an hour looking at Thelwell's. So if you're a collector of Thelwell's, you're going to want this book. If you're not, you can give it away to somebody who is. So we're going to give it away now. I'm closing my eyes and I'm opening to a page. And I opened a what number did you say, Jennifer, between what and what?
162.
One and 162.
114.
114, Linda Krupp.
Oh, well, Linda, she read an ad for us today. Good job, Linda. You get Pony Panorama. That'll be shipped off to you. And the next one is Jean Abernathy's Presents Fergus, A Horse to be Reckoned With. It's one of her most recent books. And of course, everybody knows Fergus. We all know Fergus. And her books are terrific. So we're going to be giving that away, too. I'm going to open a page here. We've had her on the show many, many times. 24. They're not very long books.
Is Chelsea Scriven.
Hey, congratulations, Chelsea. Chelsea, you get Jean Abernathy's Fergus, A Horse to be Reckoned With. And you can find all of her books at our website, jeanabernathy.com. All right, that's it for
the prizes. Oh, my gosh, breaking news.
Yes, what happened?
Mike Smith is going to be riding Improbable in the Preakness, which means he's taking the mount from Irad Ortiz Jr. Mike Smith, get your own damn horse. Quit stealing other jockeys' rides.
Let's be honest. Does anybody even care about the Preakness this year? I mean, at all. Zero.
Apparently, Mike Smith does. He cares enough to take Irad Ortiz Jr.'s horse out of it.
He's just off to piss everybody off, isn't he? Do you think the other jockeys like him or hate him?
I mean, I can't imagine anybody would love him.
Is he married? Maybe his wife loves him. I don't
care enough about him to find out whether his home life is happy.
But the Preakness again, does anybody care? Are we even going to talk about it this year? Or is it like an afterthought?
I think I'm not talking about it. I'm not, because Mike Smith's in it now. He was not going to be in it, but now he's in it.
All right. Well, you know, there's still a lot of prize money. This does open it up for like some second level horses, right? That didn't make it to the Derby, because it is good prize money.
As long as you don't play that damn Kegasus sound, I won't talk about the Preakness at all if you promise not to do that.
Oh, and I had forgotten all about it, and now you've reminded me. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I got to talk about next week. You're going to be out next week. You're going up north where the snow is.
I am. It's not snowy in Jackson. Hopefully, it's not snowy right now. I'm going to Jackson Hole again to train some more horses for the Triangle X Ranch. So I'm really excited to get that going. By the way, I forgot to ask you, what did you learn today? Because I learned something today.
What did you learn today?
I learned that 15.4 hands, as you have been kind enough to tell me, is actually 15.4 hands is actually 16 hands.
It is.
Who knew? Who knew?
It is. There's only 4 inches in a hand.
I also learned that if I'm going to buy a pony for Lucas, I need to see if it has testicles. It's apparently in Oklahoma.
I learned? I learned that apparently you can wear the most bizarre outfit in the world and go to the Kentucky Derby. Mm-hmm. And, people probably went up to her and said, wow, that is just beautiful.
You look amazing.
You look amazing in that. And nobody said to her, what exactly is the 2-foot safety pin holding up or down?
I think that people say to her, oh my God, you look amazing. And then the other girl's like, yeah, you look so awesome. And she's like, thanks. And she walks away and they're like, she is such a bitch. I hate her. She looks ridiculous. Girls did that.
But you know what? The people at the yard sale were really happy to sell grandma's custom jewelry in bulk.
This woman came in and bought it all. It was crazy.
We've been having that at the yard sale for the last 10 years and nobody bought it. And you know that great big safety pin grandma had? We sold that too.
I can't believe somebody bought that crap.
Whoa, by the way, we will be here next week. Lisa Wysocki is filling in Monday and Wednesday, and we also have the CHA. We have fox hunting next week. We have endurance next week and fox hunting. So we have a full load of shows for you coming up next week. We'll be here. Just Jamie is sloughing off training horses.
I'll try to send you a little something about the horses. I'll call you guys and tell you about the horses or something. But spay neuter geld, have a great one. I'm going to go get some icy hot on my sore muscles.
Wait a minute. Do I hear Harry Potter knocking?
Oh my God, he didn't do it this whole time. Fantastic.
Must be busy.
Maybe he's gone down to the pond. Nope, he's still at my front door.